Asbury is now in its sixth night, as hundreds of people have come from near and far to just enjoy the presence of God. Even though it's almost midnight, this auditorium is still packed with people that are still coming in.
In the last two evenings, we've estimated well over 3,000 people that are here and at these different locations to worship the Lord.
Were you prepared for this?
No, there's no playbook for this. We're still trying to create some space for what's happening here. And so that's a delicate balance, and we're trying to manage that as thoughtfully and faithfully as we can and just steward what's happening on campus.
Definitely a bit skeptical at first, just because growing up with my church, we never had anything like this, and so I just wasn't used to the idea of a revival. But the longer it's gone on, I've realized that if God wants it to happen, it's going to happen.
My prayer is that this will encourage churches, encourage pastors, encourage just believers, and just stir up a hunger for the Lord, because again, it's not about Asbury, it's about Jesus.
The fire that started here at Asbury is reportedly spreading as students from nearly two dozen other college campuses have come here to take part in the services. And what God started here a week ago is showing no signs of stopping. Wendy Griffith, CBN News, Asbury University in Wilmore, Kentucky.
If it was scheduled, I know a lot of people have thought, like, they've asked us, like, was this planned? Have you guys, like, planned this revival? And we're like, no, this is purely God moving and keeping people here and bringing more and continuing to cross state lines and even across the countries now. It's absolutely insane. But I would say that's how it's different. But it's still so special.
For over 100 hours, people have filled the rows of Hughes Auditorium at Asbury University to worship. It's referred to now as a revival, but began on Wednesday spontaneously when students felt the urge to stay after the mandatory chapel service.
We are unique because three times a week we stop everything that we're doing and gather for a chapel service together. This is just a service that hasn't ended.
Since Wednesday, the phenomenon has spread all throughout social media, with churches and other campuses bringing busloads of people to the chapel. Lloyd Ninneber had never heard of Asbury before, but after seeing the social media posts, he drove 7 hours from North Carolina to see the revival in Wilmore for himself.
With what's going on in the world and all the darkness, and this was like light, like the a light coming through. And so I wanted to see what was going on, see God moving.
A revival like this is not uncommon for the university. Back in 1970, a similar revival lasted for 2 weeks.
Hundreds of people from Kentucky, Indiana, and Michigan attended a testimony service on the campus of Asbury College in Wilmore.
But since then, there has not been an act of worship of this length. Students and community members continue to find peace in dwelling and worshiping in the chapel and say they don't see signs of stopping anytime soon.
Like, we're just sitting with him, and like, it's just deeply gentle and like deeply loving. And it's just a glimpse of what I think heaven will be like.
Allison Perfader and many other students and faculty encourage people to come out to Asbury and see the revival for themselves.
If it's for 20 minutes, if it's for a couple hours, if it's for the week, like, you can't lose anything, you know? But you can gain, like, everything.
been crying out for a revival in our city. We've been learning about revival, but I've never seen it. I didn't even know it was real. I'm just sitting in class and they're telling us all these stories on college campuses and then going across the nation. And we're like, when is this going to happen? And then they lock you in a prayer room and you're just like, hey, you got to ask for it. And we're just sitting there like, God, I'm asking. What does it look like? And then all of a sudden, my friend Jaden says, dude, if Jesus just localized himself and just sat his throne in a room, how could we not drive 6.5 hours to go see him? And we get here. And it was like completely, we get here at like 6 a.m. and it's completely silent. And I'm like, well, is this revival, God? And we walk upstairs because we're kind of nervous. We're like kind of shaking already. We didn't get any sleep. Just they're terrible road trip partners. They both fell asleep. I drove most of the way. But besides that, we go upstairs and there's people like sleeping and we're like, so this is revival, God? No, cool. This is awesome. And then chapel starts. And immediately we just see people flooding in. And God said, revival isn't hype. It's ordinary people who are hungry. It's ordinary people who are hungry. And he said, Gage, I'm gonna need you to go to the altar. And I'm like, I don't wanna go to the altar. And he's like, go to the altar. And I go to the altar and worship starts. And he's like, this is revival, look left. And I look left. And there's this young college woman getting prayed over by an older woman. And he says, look right. And then there's this young guy praying over an older guy. And he says, look behind you. And everyone's just raising their hands. And he said, Gage, this is revival. It isn't hype. It's ordinary people crying out for the move of God in our generation. And I'm here to talk to everybody in this room who is hungry. What an honor. What an honor it is to be here. Revival's real. It isn't just a story we've heard about. It's come. And it's not just come here today, but it's about to spread out to the nations. It's about to spread out to the United States. And I'm here to talk to every young person in this room. I just gave my life 1.5 years ago to Christ, and it has been the greatest thing I have ever done. I left everything, and I'm here to talk to every young person in this room. Forget the job, forget the girl, forget the guy, forget everything. He's worthy. He's worthy. And I'm here. And I'm just saying, oh, it's such an honor. If you don't feel that joy inside of you, I don't know what's going on. It's real. Amen. I love you guys.